It's time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Oh, yes, let's get to it. Ooh, Jen Aniston stopped by one of her best friends' show over on Ellen, and they started talking about kissing, and then this happened.
What was the last time you kissed a guy?
I kiss guys. I don't make out with guys, but I kiss guys on the lips.
Okay.
When's the last time you kissed a girl on the lips?
I don't kiss girls on the lips. No. You have such soft lips.
So do you. That's why I do what I do. No razor burn.
Nope.
Soft lips.
I get it.
Yep.
I get it. Oh, I love Jen. She's the coolest. She's out and about promoting her new show with Reese Witherspoon, The Morning Show, on Apple TV, which I cannot wait to check out. She also says she doesn't think, unfortunately, there's going to be a reboot of the original Friends, but...
I'm fine with that.
No, boo. But she's teasing that the cast is working on something, .. So
oh.
I'm saying there's a chance.
Okay.
I'm saying there's hope. Okay, get this. Zac Efron was on Tinder.
I don't really go on like first dates, so I don't know. Who are you?
So what happened to him though?
McKenzie, who are you?
How many like swipes do you think he got?
Oh, a billion. But people probably also thought he was fake, so they didn't waste their time, right? If
exactly.
You recognize it,
you'd be shocked. He got none because everyone thought it was fake. But he's like, it was really me.
Pork chop would have been like swipe.
Isn't that crazy?
Super like.
He's not my type.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? I don't ask Chop's opinions anymore because Zac Efron, his body, his face, he's hilarious and charming.
It's a wonderland.
He's a total package. Yes, moving on to Ewan McGregor, who some would say, especially if you're a Star Wars fan, total package. Well, he says he's a little embarrassed about something that had to do with Star Wars. But here's the thing. The 48-year-old actor says he, when asked if he was reprising his role as Obi-Wan Kenobi, he was embarrassed that he had to keep lying about it. And here he is, like, about to do talk shows, and he's totally acting in it and doing the things, but he kept having to say, I don't know, there's a chance, just because he's under contract. And he hates that. He says it's super embarrassing, but obviously, yes, Obi-Wan Kenobi, he is reprising his role.
Oh!
Yeah.
Don't say a word, you will!
We got to get a little
Please,
Jar
Jar. Please, no.
Yes,
no,
I live
no.
for this.
Me said Jar Jar Binks. Me don't like Zac Efron because he's 32.
Dude, Zac Efron is hotter than, any guy you've ever dated.
He's 32. That's out of my age range.
Jar Jar Binks, not a pervert.
There's a 32-year-old so much sexier than like an 18-year-old.
Who the heck said 18?
Or 20.
17 is
or
what 20.
I don't
desire.
Care. Give me any 22-year-old boo. I'll take Zac Efron any day.
Hey, if you're looking for 22-year-olds, I got some that would love to go out with you.
No, I'm good.
I'll
take Zac Efron. 100%. Oh, you know who might want to go out with him, though? Christy Brinkley's ex-husband. So Christy's ex, Peter Cook, is now engaged to a 21-year-old named Alba. And here's Christy talking about her ex.
I simply said, as a public service, three words, Google divorcing a narcissist. Okay, four words.
Okay, so he's the worst, apparently, according to Christy Brinkley. But Peter Cook is now dating a 21-year-old, and he popped the question. So apparently, actually, they're engaged. Gave her a 6-carat diamond ring in Greece.
Lucky girl. Jelly. Totally. Peanut butter jelly.
Oh my gosh, how weird. Christy's stunning. Obviously, she's about Peter's age, but this
What's
now he's engaged to a 21-year-old college student.
What's wrong? They probably have so much in common, Mackenzie. Their worlds are so close
to
each other.
I'm sure his daughter's so excited,
yeah.
Sailor Brinkley.
Like,
hey girl, we can swap
friends.
Clothes. Yeah.
See,
so anyway, whatever makes everybody happy.
Wow, that's just wonderful news this morning. Mackenzie with the tea here on Joe Mackenzie. Okay, so are you going to give me the answer or not? Mackenzie was kind of teasing this a second ago. She's like, oh my gosh, do you guys know what the most frequently used emoji is in the world? And we had guesses, but she wouldn't tell us.
One of you was right.
What?
And one of you was incorrect.
Was it me?
I don't know.
All right, we're going to find out coming up next. Hey, if you want to tweet us what you think it might be, you can do that. Joe and Mackenzie on Twitter. We'll find out what the most frequently used emoji in the world is, unless Mackenzie's lying to us. I hope not.
No, this is legit.
Okay,
it's
cool.
From my cousin, so it's legit.
Oh, it's real legit then. All right, it's coming up next here. It's Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now.